Mark chapter 2, from 23 to 28.
现在我们要来读今天的经文，是在马可福音二章二十三到二十八节。
First, start with English. I'll read one and you follow.
我读英文，单数节，请大家跟着读双数节。
One Sabbath, Jesus was going through grain field, and as his disciples walked along, they began to pick some heads of grain.He answered, Have you never read that David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need? Then he said to them, The Sabbath was made for men, not men for the Sabbath.Okay, let's go into main Chinese.
现在我们用中文来读。
我读一节，各位读一节。耶稣当安息日从麦地经过，他门徒行路的时候，掐了麦穗。耶稣对他们说：“经上记着大卫和跟从他的人缺乏饥饿之时所做的事。”你们没有念过吗？又对他们说，安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。OK。The topic of the sermon is life versus religion.
今天我们正道的主题是我们的人的生命，信仰，我们的生命与我们的信仰。
宗教，
宗教，
生命与宗教。OK, Sabbath was set by God.
安息日是由神所设立的。
And when Jesus walked in Sabbath day through the grain field, because his disciple was so hungry, so they picked up some heads of grain.
当主耶稣在安息日从麦地经过的时候，因为他的门徒很饥饿，所以主耶稣在那个时候呢，就捏了那些麦穗。
And then the Pharisees responded, Look,Why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?
法利赛人对耶稣说：“看啊，为什么他们在安息日要做一些不可做的事呢？”
Let's see what the Sabbath start with.
让我们看看安息日当时是怎么开始。
The heaven and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it, he rested from all the work of creating that he had done.
在创世纪第二章。一到三节说，天地万物都造齐了，到了第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。神赐福给 第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。
Almighty God, He rested. What that mean?
当全能的神他安息了，这是什么意思呢？
Many people said he must be tired.
我们说，有些人说这个神一定是累了，很累了。
That's not true.
这不是真的。
Our God is never get tired.
因为我们的神永远不会疲倦。
Because he has completed one thing perfectly.
因为他已经完成了，完美的完成了一件事情。
There is no need for more or less.
也不需要更多或更少。
That's what God rested.
这就是为什么神要休安息的原因。
The sixth day, he said, very good.
到第六日的时候，他说非常好。
So he said, I don't need to do anything. I rested.
他说已经完了，所以第七日我不需要做任何事，我就可以安息了。
That's a true meaning of Sabbath. That's a true meaning of Sabbath.
这就是安息日的真正的原因，真正的意义。
And he called the people he created come to him to enjoy the Sabbath with him.
所以呢，他也邀请所有的人来一起和他享受安息。
At that time, only two persons.
当然那时候只有两个人了。
And then, when the Exodus, we will see that Moses has given the Ten Commandments, and within it, there is a commandment talking about the Sabbath.
当然我们知道，到了出埃及记的时候，神给摩西十诫，也在十诫里面有提到安息日的事。
Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
出埃及记二十章八到十一节，当纪念安息日，守为圣日。六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅。以及无论任何工都不可做，因为六日之内耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息，所以耶和华赐福于安息日，定为圣日。
That is the reason why the Pharisees scream at Jesus and say, Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?
这也就是为什么当时法利赛人对着耶稣呼叫说，诶，怎么在安息日做不可做的事呢？
Because when Jesus started his ministry, the Pharisees paid a lot of attention upon him.
因为当主耶稣开始他的事工的时候，法利赛人就一直在注意他的发展。
Because Jesus had drawn so many people, even in the big crowd, toward him.
主耶稣开始他的宣教工作，吸引了无数人来跟从他。
The Pharisees feel jealousy.
我们知道法利赛人心里面有嫉妒。
I believe I will be that too.
我在想，如果我是法利赛人，我也会有这样子的感觉。
And so they try to find anything that Jesus has done is not lawful.
所以他们一直在注意。来挑耶稣的错，看哪些事情是不合律法。
They just like a hawk flying over the in the air, and their eyes are staring at Jesus in a long distance.
他们就像一个飞在天空的老鹰，用他们的鹰眼一直在注视着主耶稣。
They are waiting and waiting patiently.
他们用耐心一直在等待，等待。
Finally, they got that opportunity.
终于等到机会来了。
They got.Jesus.
他们抓到了，逮到了主耶稣。
They even scream out, say, "Look!"
他们甚至大声的对耶稣主耶稣说：“看啊！”
They want to get this opportunity to disgrace Jesus.
因为他们想逮住这个机会来好好的羞辱主耶稣。
Because they based on some commandment.
因为他们之所以这样子做，是基于。诫命里面的
Because God gave that commandment.
因为神在旧约里面有这样子的诫命，是要守安息日的。
The topic is life versus religion.
今天我们的主题是生命与宗教。
If you stick with religion, you will see this picture.
如果你是坚持在宗教这个部分，你就会看到这样子的景象。
Look, they do something unlawful.
你看，你看那些人做一些不合律法的事情。
But truly, in their mind, it's not either lawful or not lawful. It's because they are jealous about Jesus.
其实，在他们的心里面，并不是所谓合法、合律法、不合律法，而是他们心里面有嫉妒。
And how Jesus responded to them.
我们来看主耶稣怎么来回答他们呢？
Jesus used the scripture talking about David.
主耶稣有旧约有关于大卫王在打仗时候发生的一些事情来回应他们。
At that time, David was escaped from King Saul, running for his own life.
大家知道，当扫罗王在追杀大卫的时候，大卫一直在逃命。
And four people with David, they were so hungry.
有四个人跟着大卫，他们都非常的饥饿。
And they ran into the temple.
就他们跑到了一个圣殿里面。
And asked the priest to give them something to eat.
他们就要求那边的祭司给他们一点东西，让他们吃。
And David said, "Could you give us a 5 loaf of bread?"
大卫说，你可不可以给我们五条面包？
So they got 5 people.
因为我们一共有五个人。
And the priest said, "I don't have anything for you, but except the consecrated bread."
祭司呢，亚比亚说，我什么都没有，但是我有这个陈设饼。
But that bread is only for priests.
但是陈设饼只有祭司可以吃啊。
Unless you are holy or you are clean.
除非你是被洁净过的。
Otherwise, I cannot give to you.
否则的话，我是不能给你吃的。
And David responded, said, "Yeah, 3 days we are away from whatever should not be, and we believe we are holy."
大卫王说，我们在逃亡的这个过去这三天，我们确定我们所没有做任何不洁净的事情。
So the priest gave the bread.
所以祭司就把这个陈设饼给他们。
King David was a very, very respected people in the Israel history.
我们知道大卫王在以色列的历史是受人尊崇的一个王。
And in the Bible, there's no criticism about this behavior.
在圣经里面的记载也没有因为他这件事情的发生对他有任何的歧视。
So Jesus brought this up.
所以主耶稣把这件事情拿出来讲给法利赛人听。
I believe at that time the Pharisees must be at shock.
我相信当时法利赛人听了以后一定非常的震惊。
They thought they got the full-blown ammunition against Jesus, but now the response is make them kind of awkward.
我想法利赛人当时想，我已经全副弹药准备好要攻击主耶稣了，没想到他这样子这一说，他们哑口无言。
Because this is listed in the history, actually in the Old Testament.
因为有关于大卫王的这个记载是写在他们的旧约里面。
And David is the respected figure in the history.
而且大卫王是他们以犹太人所敬重的一个王。
And he went into the temple to receive that bread that only for priests.
他甚至进入了圣殿，吃只有祭司、大祭司他们可以吃的陈设饼。
See, religion can blind people's eyes.
我们知道，如果是宗教的话，它可以使人的眼睛盲目。
They thought they can see everything.
那些人以为他可以看到所有的事。
Through religion, you can see other people's mistake.
从宗教里面，你可以看到别人的过错。
And you can see people, even they are right, but you still regard them, they have made mistakes.
就算是别人是对的，如果你从宗教的眼光来看人家，人家还是错的。
And this is a very sad situation for people stick with religion.
这就是如果今天我们坚持在宗教这个方面来看的话，是非常可悲的。
We need to move toward the life of Son of God.
我们应该从宗教这个地方要往生命就是我们主耶稣的那个方向。
The Son of God's life.
这个生命是神子的生命。
Through Son of God's life, then you can see different picture.
我们如果从神的儿子的生命这个角度来看的时候，我们会有不同的观点。
Do you believe the disciples of Jesus, they got the Sabbath?
你们相信，你们觉得主耶稣的门徒们是不是都了解安息日呢？
Do they enjoy Sabbath?
你觉得他们享受安息日吗？
Do you see the picture? Today, all the Christians praying for what?
今天我们所有的基督徒在祷告什么？
That we can really get into the real rest.
我们希望恳求我们进入真正的安息。
That is Emmanuel, right?
所谓的真正的安息就是以马内利，就是耶稣与我们同在，是吗？
When God is with us, then we enjoy true Sabbath.
当主耶稣与我们同在的时候，我们才能享受真正的安息。
At that time, all the disciples what? Follow Jesus. They stay with Jesus, right?
当那时候，所有的门徒跟着主耶稣，他们就一直在跟着主耶稣旁边。
There is no confrontation between them.
那个时候在他们中间没有什么冲突。
They are in peace, in harmony.
他们当时都很和谐，很平安的在相处。
Would that be a picture of Sabbath?
你觉得那就是安息日的一个景象吗？
But those Pharisees, they cannot see.
可是呢，法利赛人却看不到这样子的景象。
So actually, if you are falling into the religion, then you would not, even though you read the history, but you would not see the fact.
如果我们如果在今天宗教的境况之中，我们就算读了历史，我们也不了解历史里面真正的事实意义是什么。
They read, actually, all those Pharisees, they read the Old Testament. They knew about the history about David.
其实像法利赛人，他们都非常了解以色列当时的历史，他们也知道大卫王的这个故事。
But through that, through the religion, they cannot see anything other than that what they understand.
但是从宗教的眼光，他们只看到了这个故事，完全不了解真正的意义是什么。
They don't know the true meaning of consecrated bread.
他们完全不了解真正的受过洁净以后的陈设饼是什么意思。
They even read the Bible, but at that time it's Old Testament, but they received no revelation.
他们读了当时的圣经，就是只是旧约，但是他们完全没有从神那儿得到什么样的启示。
They don't know the true meaning of Sabbath.
他们不了解安息日真正的意义是什么。
And they even met Jesus.
他们甚至对主耶稣发怒。
No, they met.
Met, 哦，甚至他们碰到了主耶稣。
They saw Jesus.
他们看到了主耶稣。
But they couldn't verify that he is Son of God.
但是他们没有办法连接主耶稣就是神的儿子。
And Jesus said to them,
主耶稣跟他们说，
Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
主耶稣对他们说，安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。
Sabbath is for religion.
其实安息日是为宗教。
Man is for life.
我们的人是为了我们的生命。
If we turn the situation reverse, then we go to the wrong end.
如果我们把它这样子反过来想的时候，我们就走错方向了。
Pharisees thought Sabbath is more important than man.
法利赛人以为安息日比人还要重要。
Because religion is much more important than life.
因为宗教比生命还要重要。
Actually, they don't know even the meaning of life.
其实他们根本甚至不了解生命的意义是什么。
Religion always can criticize people.
我们知道宗教永远都可以评论别人。
I can give you item by item what you have made something wrong.
我可以逐项的来告诉你你哪些地方做错了。
But that is the maximum the religion can do.
但是这也就是宗教所能做到的最高点。
But then you leave that person as he was.
但是你也不过就是评论完以后，这个人还是他的老样子。
The people who made mistake, what they need is the life.
那些做错事情的人，他们所需要的是生命。
Because life will give warmth, life will give love.
因为生命会给爱。
Will give second chance.
会给第二次的机会。
They can revive.
他们就可以复活。
They can resurrect.
他们就可以从死里复活。
They can not to just continue to stay as they were.
他们就不会依然固步自封，还完全存在以前的老样子。
They can move forward.
他们就可以往前走。
Would that be the truth for us?
你觉得这对我们来讲是不是一个更好的真理？
We can be blamed and criticized all the time.
我们可以有老是在挑别人的错，批评别人。
They just keep on beating on us.
然后或者是别人也来批评我们。
But what we can do, we just stay there and receive the blaming and criticism.
难道我们坐在那就是等着来批评论断吗？
As a matter of fact, we expect, we hope is something that strengthens the life, lift us up, and so we can move forward.
其实我们所需要的是里面有力量能够把我们提升起来，让我们能够往前走。
And there may be a question why people tend to run into religion instead of run into life.
现在有一个问题，为什么人都喜欢往宗教那个方向跑，而不想往生命那个方向而奔呢？
Because we don't truly know the life.
那是因为我们不了解生命是什么。
On the journey of our faith,
当我们在信仰的这个旅程里面。
We expect, we hope that we can be mature, we can be blessed.
我们一直盼望我们能够成熟，也希望我们能够蒙福。
So we hope we get something we can grab too.
所以我们在这个旅程里面，我们一直想抓住一些东西。
We can hold on.
我们可以紧紧的抓住。
So if we don't receive the revelation from Son of God, the life, then we feel we are empty.
如果我们没有从神子，就是主耶稣那儿得到什么启示的时候，我们心里面是很空虚的。
So we try to grab religion as a filler, stuffing in our life.
所以我们就紧紧抓着那个宗教，好像一个填充物来把我们的身里面装满。
So we can show us a little bit more spiritual or more religion.
我们对别人来看起来的时候，我们就觉得我们比较属灵，我们比较有信仰。
We hope we will be provide people a glamorous cast, an outer looking.
我们觉得我们想让人家看起来好像外表啊、很属灵，很不一样。
Even our prayer, not in spirit, not in truth, but with all kinds of fancy text.Professional lectures and religious language.
我们的祷告没有灵的祝福，但是呢，也没有真理，但是充满了一些好听的话语，专有的名词。
And we want to act religious.
然后我们的行动行为上面就看起来好像很有宗教的意义。
And that is our problem.
这就是我们的问题。
If a person receives abundant Son of God life, then that person doesn't need to act that way.
如果我们真的是从主耶稣神的儿子那里收到了丰盛的生命之后，我们就不会有这样子的行为表现。
You know today's Jesus guidance in your life.
你知道今天主耶稣在引领你的生命。
You know how to run your life.
你知道要怎么样来跑前面的道路。
Then you don't need to rely on religion.
你那时候你就不需要宗教，也不需要依靠宗教。
So those Pharisees actually they fell into religion. They can come out with all kinds of ignorance. They don't know the history. They don't know the Bible. They don't know Jesus.
当法利赛人掉入了宗教的陷阱里面以后，他们就无法了解。什么叫圣经？什么叫历史？什么叫主耶稣？他们变得很傲慢。
I'm not trying to say religion is no use at all.
大家请不要误会，我并不是说宗教一点用都没有。
Actually, religion is a protection.
我们知道宗教是一种保护。
But it's at the bottom line.
但是是最底层的一个保护。
That means if you step beyond that religion line, you got trouble.
就是说，当你碰到了接触宗教的这一块界限的时候，如果你比这还下的时候，你就有麻烦了。
But if a person rely on he himself, then you will always stick around with that religion.
但是如果一个人老是靠自己，你就是永远坚持的在这个宗教的这个边缘。
Because religion is for Earthly person.
因为宗教只是给活在这世界上的人。
It's flesh with flesh.
是肉体的。
So everybody in this world, they try to set up some guideline, and they work very hard, hopefully to surpass or exceed that guideline or standard.
所以这世界上的人，很多人都忙着设立一些所谓的标准界限。
actually for some brilliant people, they set up a guideline is, I need to be successful in my life.
在一些有能力的人来讲，他说我的界限就是说我要在我的生命里面成功。
Sometimes that include wealth and position in the society.
所谓的成功就是在社会上要有名、有权、有势力、有财富。
They were brainwashed about this principle.
他们已经被洗脑了，就是这样子的一个原则。
So actually, this principle became their religion.
所以这样子的原则就变成他们生命里面的宗教。
And they worked very hard to get to that point.
他们就非常卖力的工作，想要达到那个目标。
If they cannot meet that guideline, they feel depressed.
当他们没有办法达到那个目标的时候，他们就非常的沮丧。
If they get there, they become proud.
当他们达到那个目标的时候，就非常的骄傲。
That's the religion.
那个是他们的宗教。
But this is going to hurt many, many, many people.
但是这样子的宗教是会伤害到许许许许多多的人。
Because this religion will lead them to dead end.
因为这样子的宗教是带他们带到一个死胡同里面。
Let us talk about we Christian.
我现在来讲我们在座的基督徒。
In the church history,
在教会的历史里面
there are so many religion practices.
有许许多多的所谓的宗教的仪式。
We just had communion.
我们刚刚才领用了圣餐。
Do you know how many stories about communion in the church history?
你知道在教会的历史里面有多少是有关于主餐圣餐的这个记载的吗？
Certain church said only one bread, and that bread need to pass along, and then each one take a piece out.
我们知道有些教会说只能有一个饼，而且这个饼要大家一直传。
And some churches said, no, you cannot touch the bread.
有些教会说 ：“No， 你不可以触摸这个饼。”
This bread is holy.
因为这个饼是神圣的。
And this bread actually is truly represent Jesus' body.
因为这个饼真的是代表主耶稣的身体。
So you cannot touch it.
所以你不可以碰它。
Only the holy priest can do that. So they will put the bread into your mouth. You all you need to do is open your mouth.
所以只有那个神圣的祭司。所以那些神职人员他就会把那个饼呢放到你的嘴巴，你不可以碰它的，你只能 open 你的，把你的嘴巴打开来。
So you need to be very nice to that priest.
所以你要对那个祭司好一点哦。
Maybe he will just play the game around there. You never eat it.
神职人搞不好在拿那饼在你嘴巴旁边转来转去，不给你吃。
And even the bread, we have lots of argument.
甚至那个饼，我们都有很多的争论。
And also the cup.
还有那个杯。
Certain churches say we can only use one cup.
有些人说我们只能用一个杯。
Because we cannot be divided.
因为我们不能被分裂。
Wow, one cup.
所以一个杯啊。
So many people prepare handkerchief.
有些人要准备好面纸手帕。
So when the cup passed to him, then he wipe out the cup.
当这一个杯传在我们会友当中的时候，传到你面前，赶快拿手帕把那个地方擦一擦。
Then the certain people say you don't have faith.
有些人说，哦，你没有信心哦。
If with faith, even germ, there's no problem for you.
如果你有信心，在这个感冒流行的季节
，then they argue.
那个细菌都不能够伤害你，所以他们就开始又争论起来了。
So even one cup, they got problem.
所以一个杯也有问题。
And then they say.What should be in the cup?
They got argument. 哎，这个杯里面应该装什么呢？
Some churches say should be the wine.
有人说一定要是酒。
But some say juice.
有人说要果汁。
Boy, they take a risk. If they pass to the alcoholic, they just that person will finish all.
如果真的有个人喜欢杯中之物的哈，传到那个酒过去，肯定要多喝两口。
Wine or juice? Then they got argument.
到底是要喝酒还是喝 juice 呢？又吵起来了。
This is real history in our church, in the Christian church.
各位，我跟你讲都是真的，这就是在教会里面历史里面记载真正争论的一些事情。
And everybody said, based on the truth, should be this way, not that way.
每个人都说按照真理应该是这样子，而不是这样子。
Their eyes stick within the religion.
因为他们的目光是注视在宗教。
I don't think. Only people have one cup, they are more spiritual.
我不认为当会众在享用只有一个杯的时候，他们比较属灵。
But once we come to that level, religion level, yeah, we're going to have a lot of argument.
当我们如果一直是在宗教那个层面的时候，我们会有很多很多的争论。
And my way is the only way.
因为我的方法是唯一的方法。
And your way must be wrong way.
你的方法一定是错的。
That's called religion.
这个就叫做宗教。
Amy and I got some vacation and we traveled outside our church area.
我的太太 Amy 跟我有机会休假的时候，我们有时候就一起出城去旅游。
On Sunday, then we would find a church and worship with them.
有的时候在安息主日的时候，我们就会去参加别的教会，跟他们一起来崇拜。
So the example I told you, different cup, different bread.I have experienced all of them all.
所以我可以跟大家讲，刚刚讲的什么一个杯啦，很多杯啦，喝什么一个饼啦，我都经历过。
The only thing matter to me is Jesus should be with me.
我觉得最重要的是主耶稣与我同在。
I follow every different church rules.
我跟从每一个教会他们的规定。
If they pass wine, I'll drink a little bit, not too much.
如果今天传过来的是酒，红酒啊，我就喝一点点，不要太多。
They pass the bread, I'll take a piece.
如果是传过来是面包这样，我就拿一点。
I thank that Jesus died for me in the cross.
我谢谢主耶稣在十字架为我舍身。
That matter only.
只有那个事情是最重要的。
That is life.
因为那个是生命。
The Son of God's life.
那是神子主耶稣的生命。
We pray that our Lord will give us His revelation.
我们真是恳求神能够向我们彰显他自己。
So we will not just stick around with religion.
而我们就不会一直拘泥在宗教这个层面。
But enjoy His abundant life.
但是我们去享受他丰盛的生命。
The Son of God's life.
那是主耶稣神儿子的生命。
There are so many treasures in Son of God's life.
因为在他的身里面有许许多多的宝贝。
We don't want to waste our time and stuck in the religion.
我们不要浪费时间就拘泥在这个宗教里面。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。